Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 to 24. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. Hi everyone, Bible Before Breakfast. Mildred Kingsley-Okonkwo here. Have you ever really thought about whether you know God? I've thought about it many times. And I've asked myself over and over again, how will I know if I know God? And is it so important to even know God? This morning, I really want you to think about this. That scripture is so powerful, but let me read it to you in the Amplified Bible, the Classic Edition. It says, thus says the Lord, let not the wise and skillful person glory and boast in his wisdom and skill. Let not the mighty and powerful person glory and boast in his strength and power. It says, let not the person who is rich in physical gratification and earthly wealth glory and boast in his temporal satisfactions and earthly riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands. That he understands and knows me personally and practically, directly discerning and recognizing my character, that I am the Lord who practices loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. It says, for in these things I delight, says the Lord. I've read the scripture over and over again, and it's one of the scriptures that I love so much, because there's a temptation to want to boast in how skillful or how wise you are. There's a temptation to want to boast in your might or in your power. There's a temptation to boast in your riches and in the many things you have. The gadgets, the toys, the cars, the women, the parties that you throw, the people that you know, the platforms that you have, the billions of followers and subscribers and or whatnot. But he says those are not the things that matter. He says the thing that matters the most and where your boast should be in. Interestingly, he doesn't say we shouldn't boast. He says know where you're boasting. Let your boast and your confidence be in the fact that you understand and that you know God. He says that you know me personally. There's a difference between knowing about someone, knowing of someone, and knowing someone. Some of you know about me. Maybe you just started following Bible Before Breakfast. Or maybe you're an old 3 p.m. with PM Tribe member. Or maybe even you know me as far back as Just Us Girls Naija blog. But that's just knowing about me. Because you know the things I do. Maybe some of you know of me. You've heard my name. Oh, that's Pastor Kingsley's wife. Oh, relationship coach expert and things and things. Maybe that's what you do. You know of me. You don't even know that much about me. But then there's a different set of people. They know me. They know my mannerisms. They know the kind of things I can say. They know the kind of things I can do. They know the things I like. They know the things that upset me. They know me. They know when I'm happy. They know the best time to get my attention. They know the things to do to make me smile. And they know the things to do to upset me. They know the people I want around me. They know me. And that's because we have a personal relationship. Do you have a personal relationship with God? Or is everything you know about him secondhand information? Do you know about him because you've read the Bible? Do you know of him because you've heard someone speak of him? Or do you know him personally? Did you speak to him this morning when you got up? Was he the first person that crossed your mind? Do you have conversations with him all throughout the day? Do you know him personally? And then there's the second level. Do you know him practically? Like, have you had practical experiences and encounters with him? I have. He's the God that gave me babies, so I know he gives babies. He's the God that has helped me through some of the most trying times of my life, so I know he's a present help in the time of need. He's the God who speaks a present word. When I'm confused, he gives me a word. When I'm tired, he strengthens me. He's the God who tells me I will never let go of my grip on you. He's my God. I've experienced him practically. So it's not just about the things that my eyes have seen or the things my ears have heard, but it's about the things that my hand has also handled. He's alive. He's real. I have experienced him practically. You can't convince me that there is no God. I've heard him. I've seen him. I've felt him. I've been held by him. He's dried my tears. He's pushed me. He's thrown me over the edge when I was too afraid and shown me that I'm going right in front of you. He's in front of me. He's with me. He's behind me. He's fighting for me. He's speaking to me. He's encouraging me. He's my cheerleader. He's my coach. He's my God. I have experienced him practically. I have seen things literally walk out of my Bible and become my life. I have lived through the pages of the Bible. I have known him practically. It says directly discerning. Not a secondhand discernment, but directly discerning that this must be God or no, God is not in this thing. It says that you recognize my character. Honestly, there's no way you can recognize his character if you don't read the Bible. You will see God as God the Father. You will see God as God the Son. And you will see God as God the Holy Spirit if you will read your Bible. Oh, put food aside. And I don't just mean breakfast in terms of things that you want to eat. Put aside the things you want to have. Put aside the things you think you need. And let your focus be the Word of God. It says that you know that I am the Lord and I practice loving kindness and I practice judgment. Sometimes people think judgment is a bad thing. And I say this with confidence. Judgment is not always a bad thing, especially if the person who is practicing judgment also practices loving kindness. Judgment means that the things you should have when you should have them, he also gives them to you. You only fear judgment if you are in the wrong. If you are in the right, you don't fear judgment. If you go to court and someone is owing you money, you do not fear judgment. If you go to court and a company is owing you and they're supposed to have paid you for 10 years, you don't fear judgment. You only fear judgment if you're doing the wrong thing. But it says he's the God who practices judgment and righteousness in the earth. There's a right way of doing things. He said, these are the things I delight. So what is my challenge to you today? Search the scriptures so that you know God. Apostle Paul, after over 30 years of active service to God, prayed a prayer that I may know him. That was his heart's cry. Even after writing almost 2/3 of the New Testament, he said that I may know him. That was his heart's cry, that I may know him. Paul had done so many things, but he didn't boast in any of those things. His boast was in the Lord. That I may know him. My challenge to you today is that you make that your heart cry. Let that be your prayer today, that you may know him personally, practically, directly discerning and recognizing his character. What a good way to start your day. Bible before breakfast with Mildred Kingsley Concord.